right, HSTW head coach Davis Pattee. Coach, a little bit of a slow start there. That first quarter sure seemed like they had the momentum, but once you got going in the second, you really turned it around and it looked like you had a lot of confidence from there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that first quarter, we had a couple penalties on defense, you know, that set us when we kind of had them behind the chains, got them back ahead of the chains, and, you know, we had a fumble early. And so just some kind of self-inflicted wounds, which unfortunately we're a little bit accustomed to, but we know how to bounce back from it now. So we did so earlier and got it going in the second quarter instead of the second half. So defense played really well after that, a little bit of a kind of slow start where we were on our heels, and then they pinned their ears back and played really great football.
Well, I think it's always interesting to see how a team's going to respond after somebody comes out and has a drive like that. You know, 13 plays, they took 5 minutes off the clock. You're standing around waiting for your opportunity again, but your kids respond.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, kudos to them. Excellent drive, and they were playing really physical and had some confidence and had some things working against us that they scouted for. And our kids made the adjustment and started just reading their keys and trusting it and playing better team defense. And then, it helps when the offense is making some nice big plays, too, and kind of frees you up a little bit.
I thought those guys off the edge defensively, Matz and Larson, were just huge today.
Yeah, they've been phenomenal all year. They really have. They're kind of our bookend DNs. We weren't sure exactly what we'd have up the middle, but we knew we had something pretty good when coming back this year at those two at DN. And they are really rock solid. They play great football here, and they have most of the season.
Very good there. So on to the title game. Got to feel something special for the community.
Absolutely.
And, everybody for the program.
Yeah. I think it's been since 1992 that we've been in the title game. You know, we've been to the Dome a couple times, but 92 is a long time. Coach Holtz was playing on that team, so I'll give him a little bit of a plug. But it's been a while since we've been in the championship, and these kids have really worked hard for it, and I'm excited for them.
Man, it sure seemed like, too, once you got going there, after that second quarter, you're making good decisions, too. You know, Blake's throwing good balls when he has the opportunity. You know, of course, a couple of great catches there by Drake when he had the chance. And then Gabe just had to work hard for those yards, and they eventually pulled it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, the execution was a little bit better. We took care of the football. Blake Osbar did a phenomenal job today protecting the football, not putting it in harm's way, and made some great decisions. And he put it on the money a lot of times, too. It was going to be hard to drop the ball. So he was excellent under a little bit of pressure and adversity to start the game. So I was really proud of him. But I give a lot of credit to our O-line again. That's a team, Edco, that brings a lot of pressure in different fronts, and I thought we handled them pretty well.
How long have you been waiting to whip out the fake extra point there?
we have hit it earlier in the season, but it's been a while. So, we got half the yardage there on a procedure penalty and thought that was enough to pull the trigger. So it's good for those guys to get another look, and they executed that really well.
Going to run that prior to the penalty?
No, we honestly were not. We were going in with a regular PAT. Brandon's been excellent, on PAT. So, we feel like we're pretty much guaranteed that 1 point. So, didn't need to risk it. But, yeah, got the procedure call. And Coach Holtz wanted to roll the dice, so I went with him.
How much fun is it to be out there, the support you had? There's so many people there in the stands supporting you guys. And it's been that way throughout the season. But to play that well on this stage and now have this chance, what's that mean to you?
Yeah, huge credit to our community, parents, fan base, boosters, everybody, because it's a long travel for us here from the corner of Southwest Iowa, and it was really bad conditions this morning in our neck of the woods, you guys as well, and they really, really showed up in droves anyway, so I'm really happy for that and hope they have safe travels back and come back up one more time.
All right, speaking with Gabe Pauly after the win, Gabe, guys, they got off to a little bit of a slow start there. That first quarter was a little bit rough, but once you guys got going there in the second, it really looked like you gained confidence quickly and set the tone from there.
Yeah, we were able to move the ball a lot better, and I think we just started making things click, and that helped us out, and we were starting to get more positive and move the ball.
Well, pretty obvious early that they were trying to focus on you and slow you down. It's tough to get some yards, but you kept working, kept plugging away, and you're able to rip off a couple of nice ones there in that second quarter.
Yep. Hands down to my linemen. They did a really good job, and I was just doing my job, I guess.
It sure looked like a lot of guys stepped up there on the defensive side of the ball. I called Madsen's name a ton there off the edge.
Yeah. A lot of tackles for a loss, and I don't know, I'm proud of them guys, and it's fun to watch them do really good. So,
well, what's this mean to have this opportunity to go play in a championship?
I think it's really awesome. I mean, I can't even remember last time our teams ever played in a championship. I know we won the championship in 72, but I don't think we've been there since. So it's a pretty big deal for our community and really big deal for us because we all love each other, and it's a really big moment.
Obviously, a lot of hard work paying off and you know, putting it to use there.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Gabe.
Thank you.
What you had to do to kind of adjust and get kind of reestablished?
Oh, we came out. We weren't playing our game that well. We weren't reading our keys, sticking to it. I think we were a little timid and shy just because, you know, the environment we're playing and everything. But after that, we came back. We got adjusted. We started focusing on what needs to be done. And then we just came out and played our game a little bit.
All right. Yep. So now on to the state title game there. So talk about the job that 28 and 34 did, Partridge and Pauly.
Oh, I think of their position, you know, they're not one of the best or if the best running back and wide receiver in the state. You know, it's easy. Everyone wants to key on someone. It opens it up for someone else, and we just count on everyone. Everyone do their job, do their 111th to make a play, and big things happen.
What does this mean for you to have a chance to play for a state title?
Oh, it means a lot. This is what you dream of every day growing up, watching football when you're younger and growing up, and just means a lot.
It had to be a lot of fun out there with the support you guys have, and you're playing so well. It's got to be a good feeling to be out there for
it. Feels pretty well, yeah. Got a big crowd out there cheering for you. Hear a lot of noise. You make a big play. Yeah, it does feel pretty good just knowing everyone's behind you.
All right, Drake Partridge after the game. Drake, obviously got to feel good to get a win and head to a state championship game. What's this moment feel like for you?
It's surreal, you know. Never thought that like we could do it when we were in like 1A, when we were growing up throughout the year. But now we're here and we're definitely making our run for it.
You had a couple of nice touchdown catches early in the game. It was a little bit slow, but you guys started to pick up the pace. Did you feel like you were going to have some opportunities as the game went along to get open downfield?
Yeah, you know, like the field felt wide and felt like I could make a lot of plays, and I just used my natural abilities and did exactly what I should do.
And Blake put the ball on the money in a couple of those great long passes you guys connected on too. He was pretty spot on when he needed to be.
Yep, he definitely was. He was doing a very good job of putting the ball where I could catch it and keeping it out of harm's way tonight.
All right, you guys go back to work one more week. You get a chance to come up here and experience this. The crowd support has been awesome for you guys. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome experience for you.
Yeah, it's very awesome. You know, like, you can't really hear it when you're making a big play, but then you... when you settle down and you just hear the roar, it's awesome, you know. It's one of the feelings that you can't just get any other day.
Congratulations.
Thank you.